Chapter 10. Tuesday 2. Sketch Solutions. On Tuesday afternoon, it is time to find solutions. You do not start with a big discussion. Instead, everyone works on their own and sketches some solutions. Although we love technology at GV, we believe that it is a good idea to start by working on paper. When you work on paper, everyone can do it. Everyone can write words, draw boxes, and show their ideas. If you cannot draw, or if you think that you cannot draw, do not worry about it. A lot of people worry about drawing, but everybody is able to sketch a great solution. On Tuesday, we are not asking you to sketch because we think that it is fun. Instead, we are asking you to sketch because we think that it is the best way to turn ideas into real solutions. And when we sketch, everybody has a chance to think about possible solutions on their own. We know that people who are working alone find better solutions than people who are working in groups and thinking aloud. When you work alone, you have time to find information that you need. You also have time to really focus on the problem. Of course, working alone is not easy. If you have ever sat down to work and then started to look at the news online, you will know how hard it is to work alone. In our sprints, we work alone, but we have some exercises to help people to focus and move forward. Here are some examples of sketches from Blue Bottle Sprint. You do not need to read the actual words in these examples. As you can see, there is a lot of information in the sketches, but they do not need to look like a beautiful drawing. In each sketch, there are words, boxes, and a few stick figures. The sketches are drawn on normal paper and normal sticky notes with a normal pen. The four-step sketch. Although you do not have to be a great artist to make a sketch, most people feel a bit worried when they have to fill an empty page. So we separate the process of sketching into different steps, which makes sketching easier to do. To do this, we use a process that we call the four-step sketch. In step one, you take notes of all the ideas you have collected during the sprint. This takes 20 minutes. Then, in step two, you have another 20 minutes to write down your rough ideas. After that, in step three, you try different ideas with a quick sketching exercise that we call Crazy Eights. And finally, in step four, you have 30 minutes or more to draw your solution sketch. You use this sketch to show the solution that you have decided on. 1. Notes. Collect key info. 20 minutes. 2. Ideas. Draw key info. 20 minutes. 3. Crazy Eights. Try quick changes. 8 minutes. 4. Solution sketch. Decide on the solution. 30 minutes or more. Step 1. Notes. Step 1 is very easy. You and the team walk around the room, look at the whiteboards, and take notes. These notes should be all the best points from the past 24 hours of the sprint. First, copy the long-term goal. Next, look at the map, the "how might we" questions, and the notes from your lightning demos. Write down anything that looks useful. Do not worry about finding any new ideas. And do not worry if your writing is not tidy. Only you will need to look at these notes, not anyone else. Give the team 20 minutes to take notes. During this time, they can find and check information on their laptops or phones. Sometimes people want to look again at something that they saw in the lightning demos. And sometimes they want to check information on their own company's website. This is one of the few times when you are allowed to use laptops or phones during the sprint. And do not forget to look at old ideas again. Remember that the best solutions often come from old ideas. When they have finished their notes, the team members should close their laptops and phones. For the next 3 minutes, look again at what you wrote down. Draw circles around the notes that look most important. They will help you in the next step. Step 2. Ideas. Now everyone has a pile of notes, so it is time to start thinking about ideas. In this step, each person writes down some rough ideas. You can use drawings, diagrams, and stick figures. Anything that helps you to show your thoughts. It does not matter if these ideas are not finished or if they are not tidy. These ideas are for you only, just like your notes in step 1. Step 2 takes 20 minutes. For the next 3 minutes, look again at what you wrote down. Draw circles around the ideas that look most important. They will help you in the next step. Step 3. Crazy Eights. Crazy Eights is an exercise that you do quickly. Each person chooses their strongest ideas. Then they quickly sketch 8 different versions of these ideas in 8 minutes. Why do we do Crazy Eights? Because it is an exercise that makes you continue to think after you have found some good ideas. You do not stop thinking. Instead, you think to yourself, how can I make my idea better? And are there any better alternatives to my idea? Each person begins Crazy Eights with 1 sheet of letter-size paper. Fold the paper in half 3 times so you have 8 squares to write on. Then, start sketching. You have 60 seconds for each square. That means you have 8 minutes to draw 8 small sketches. Work fast and do not be tidy. You will not share your crazy eights with the team. A, B, C, D, crazy eights. This exercise works best when you sketch different versions of the same idea. Choose your favorite idea from your ideas sheet and ask yourself, is there a different way to do this? Continue until you cannot think of any more alternatives. Then, look at your ideas sheet again. Choose a new idea and start thinking about it instead of your favorite idea. Crazy Eights is also a great writing exercise. If your ideas have words or sentences that you use for marketing, you can use Crazy Eights to help you to write better. Sometimes, Crazy Eights helps you to find great ideas. But sometimes, it shows you that your first idea is really your best idea. Either way, Crazy Eights helps you to think about your ideas. Step 4. Solution Sketch. The solution sketch is different from the other sketches that you have drawn up till now. This time, the other people on the team will look at your final sketch. So you need to sketch it carefully so that people will understand it easily. Your sketch will be a storyboard. It will show what your customers see when they use your product. At GV, we like to use storyboards because products are like a movie and not like a photo. Customers do not just appear in one photo and then disappear in the next one. Instead, they appear during the whole of your solution, like the actors in a movie. Your solution has to move with your customers. Our solution sketches usually have 3 pages, but sometimes we focus on just one part of the customer's experience. For example, the welcome screen of a website or the first page of a report. If your team is focusing on just one part like this, a one-page sketch is better so that you can show more information. Here are some rules to follow. 1. Your sketch needs to explain itself when people first look at it. It is the first way that you can test your idea. If no one understands your sketch, it will not be clearer when you have a finished product for the customer. 2. Do not write your name on the sketch. Also, make sure that everyone uses the same paper and the same black pens. When you discuss the sketches on Wednesday, it will be much easier for the team to choose if they do not know who has drawn each sketch. 3. Your sketch does not have to be beautiful. Boxes, stick figures, and words are fine. You do not have to be a great artist. 4. You need to try to write well. Choose the words that you use in your sketch carefully. 5. Give your sketch a title. These titles will help people on the team to remember which sketch they are talking about. Try to choose a title that reminds people of the ideas in your sketch. You also need a title that is easy to remember. Each person should draw only one solution sketch. If a few people on the team want to draw more than one sketch, it is fine. But remember that more sketches will make more work for the team on Wednesday. Also, we think that people's first sketches are usually the best. 30 minutes is enough for everyone to finish one sketch. When everyone has finished, put the sketches in a pile. Do not look at them now. Wait until Wednesday. Then you will all be able to look at everyone's sketches for the first time when you are not feeling tired. Finding customers for Friday's test. On Monday or Tuesday, you also need to start to find customers for the test on Friday. This means that one person has to do some extra work outside of the sprint. It takes all week to find and choose the customers that you need for your research. If the facilitator does this job, they will need some help. If it is easy to find your customers, you can use a website like Craigslist, which has advertisements for jobs and for things that people want to sell or buy. Here is how to do it. Step 1. First, write your advertisement. Be careful not to say in your advertisement what you are testing or what kind of customer you are looking for. We usually offer a small gift to encourage customers to reply. Here is an example. $100 customer research interviews on August the 2nd, San Francisco. I'm arranging some 60-minute research interviews in San Francisco on Thursday, August the 2nd. The people who we choose for the interviews will be paid $100. Please complete the short list of questions here. As you can see, this advertisement could be about coffee, robots, or any other product. Step 2. The next job is to write a list of questions for the people who reply to the advertisement. you will need to ask the right questions to find the right people. First, write down what kind of customer you want to test. For example, Blue Bottle wanted to interview coffee-drinking people who also love good food. To find these customers, we made a list of criteria, the things that we wanted them to do. For example, we wanted to interview customers who drink at least one cup of coffee a day, who look at websites and read articles about good food, and who eat at restaurants at least once a week. We did not want to interview people who did not make coffee at home or who did not drink coffee every day. Step 3. After that, you write questions to match the list of criteria you have just written. It is important to write questions that do not show the customer what you want them to say. For example, do not ask, "Do you eat in restaurants?" Instead, you should ask, "In a normal week, how many times do you eat in restaurants?" Step 4. When you have written your list of questions, you can create a survey. We always use Google Forms to do this. Then you put your survey on the advertisement's website and wait for people to reply. Look at the results of the survey and choose the customers who match your criteria. On Wednesday afternoon, you can start to call these people and arrange your interviews for Friday. If Craigslist will not find the people you need, it may be easier to find people to interview who are already your customers. You can use email newsletters, Twitter, Facebook, or your company website. If you do it this way, you still need to make sure that the customers you choose meet your criteria. The whole sprint depends on getting good information from the test on Friday. So the person who has to find customers to interview has a serious job to do. This job is as important as what happens during the sprint meetings.